You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We did the Shagas Aryeh last week. There's so much more nice rayas and tofel in the Shagas Aryeh, so I printed more Shagas Aryeh. Yeah, I have these sheets. I have four sheets, but we'll do. Oh, Ben left his recording. Like he always does. He left his tape recorder.
I keep that one and shoot on.
It's interesting. These are two shilas that we started discussing last week. Big day kuna. He's a kiloyim. So the only mutter when you're doing avoida. That was we mafalpa last week on mostly. Big day kuna. So it's also a big machlokes for yishayim. If it's kilayim, big day kuna is mutter kilayim. Is it only b'shas avoida? Was even shalom b'shasavai.
You know philosophically, or somebody's wife was made kohen. What is the reason why?
Good question. Right, that's the machshava. That's the machshava behind making the big day kohen a kolayim. Like God had to make it woolen, going to make it a little polyester, and make it woolen linen. Right. So certainly, it's a fair question. No, I don't know, but I'm sure Michael. If you ask Michael Bernstein, he'll give you or Ari Bergman or Moshe Shapiro. And then when he was alive, he would give you some hashava. I don't know. I don't have
a question. Is with scissors.
Right. I mean, there it's not such a kasha though, because I mean, God wanted chelis. See, God wanted chelis, a mitzvah chelis. No, if the beged happens to be, see, God didn't tell you to put the beged made out of flax, linen beged. So God wanted, since it's a little different, because tchelas is tzemer. God wanted this, it's a mitzvah to have strings of tchelas. Now, it happens to be, that's very nice, if the garment is made out of some other material, but it's made out of linen, then you get into the problem. But
you can make it out of tzemer.
Right. So it's not, God is not, it wasn't supposedly that plan that
you can't get away with.
Yeah, big day kuna is just, that's why it's a little different. That's why the kash is more glaring. Big day kuna. So last week we came out, and I wanted to just chaz some important points. We came out that he holds that big day kuna is you can wear it even shalom b'shas mitzvah. In the mikdash, it's not even shalom b'shas mitzvah. Now you know what he says. He says big day kuna is not al tzesei dochalashes. It can't be al tzesei dochalashes. You know why? Because you're over the lab before you do the mitzvah. So you say, okay, only when you're doing the mitzvah, when you're doing the los essay. But big day kuna can't be out essay lo chalos of the shagasari, because you're over the lab before you do the mitzvah. You can't put it on b'shas avoid, you have to put it on first. So you see, by tzitzis.
Well, it's never possible.
Ah. So that's why it must be just a heter. If it's not out essay lo chalos to say, means the Torah is just matter it. So then you can say it's mutter all the time, a big day kuna, Torah's mutter. You know what he says? It's on today's sheets. I think so, but I'll mention it. He said, we obviously can't learn everything inside. You remember the sugi of Hayil? Hayil, the sugi of Hayil in Psachim and in a few places, it's in Beya. Hayil means if you'll have company. If you cook on Yantif for the weekdays, since you may
have guests.
You may have company. Yeah. So he learns one of the terim of Shalom B'Shas Avod. You make this Hayil. You may have some Avod. Hayil. Good old fashioned Hayil. I mentioned Hayil. I may have seen that. I saw it last week. Yeah, I may have seen it. Ah, if I'm wrong. Okay. Good evening, Rabbi Avram. So,
and what's
the
example of
mitaych? Yeah, mitaych is totally different. Mitaych means on yantif, you can cook for food, you can do malach for non-food purposes. Mitaych, I know, hold on, mitaych, you have to get a different place in your brain for the two. Yeah, hoyel means that I'm doing it for the weekdays, but you may need it. So the Shagas Aryeh says one of the reasons Baisha may be matter, big day kuna, is hoyel. You may get some avoida, it's like a hoyel. You may some have avoida to do. So I wonder, The big day kun is mutter b'shas avoid. Is it mutter for Baal Mon? It's a Baal Mon wins big day kun. He doesn't have hoya. It's mistavi, you'll say that big day kun is mutter shlo b'shas avoda. Somebody can do avoid. Let's say Kohen Baal Mon will put on big day kun. No, okay.
No.
Mumma, I mean a Baal Mon. He's missing a leg. Not a mumma. No. That's for sure. So Lachayu wants, there's no hoyo there. But would that, when anyone hold a big day kun is mutter, like we're going to learn in tzitzis. Tonight I wanted to focus on tzitzis. Last week we focused more on big day kun. So look at Simon Lamed. So Simon Lamed is where last week we did mostly Simon Samachtes. We did a little Simon Lamed. I did it outside. So let's this week's shiur we'll focus on Simon Lamed. That's the single sheet. That's the two-sided sheet, not the pamphlet, not the staple sheet. You have the single sheet there. Yeah. Simon Chavtes and Simon Lamed. No, not the staple one. The other one. The single one. Lamed, Simon Lamed. Simon Lamed. The Achish Nisbar. The Klum Shal Big Dikun Ashori Lagamra. The Shagasari Paskins that Klum Big Dikun Ashori Lagamra. Ashur Bishos Avoid the Benedictus. Ata Novali Ikashene, which this year should be Ika about tzitzis. Lin kalayim b'tzitzis. Yishar b'makom mitzvah dafka. Is it only when you're doing the mitzvah? Or if yishar b'makom mitzvah? Da. So he brings the sources. Atayz perk atcheilus perk kol abasar. What?
What's makom mitzvah
in daytime? Oh, so it can be at night, correct. It can be at night, or shula. You borrow a beged, you have mechuyim b'tzitzis midaraisa. Beged shula, or an isha. Right. Cases where you're not mechuyim b'tzitzis. Da. But there's no mitzvah. Maybe at night. Shatois perk atchels perk olabas b'seches chulin kosu shem rabin otam. The keloyim b'tzitzis shari legamrei afilu shol b'makam mitzvah. Shagasai din tzachamis. His long tshuva mostly is to argue with this shita. He tells us from rabin otam that klutz shari legamrei afilu b'makam mitzvah kagoyim b'talu shula. When you borrow a talus, it's only midrabbanan that you're putting tzitzis on. And midaraisi you're over keloyim. So, he allowed it. So he holds it's mutter, tal shula. Oh, Leisha, a woman can wear kalayim, even though she has no mitzvah of tzitzis. Oh, Leisha, then a chavis but tzitzis. V'yeshika makam shela, that's a right.
When would she wear a talus? Just to put it on?
Yeah. She has a four-cordon baguette of a pishtan. She puts on tchelis, so she has on the mitzvah of tzitzis. And so Taisa says, a woman can also, tzitzis is mutter, even shalom b'makom mitzvah. That's Taisa's sheet. So he has a makom shela das a raivet. The spine is behind this filet zal. Raivet clearly holds that kalon b'big deikun is shari legama. By big deikun, the raivet paskins, kalon b'big deikun is shari legama. Afilu shalom b'shas avoda. Kolam b'bikun is mutter completely. Shalom b'shas avoda. V'ilonin tzitzis. He splits the ticket, which the Shagasari is going to also do, except the opposite. See, the Shagasari holds big nekun is always mutter, and tzitzis not. The Ravid holds that, no, it's the same one. Kolam b'bikun is shalom b'shas avoda. Shas avoda. V'ilonin tzitzis. No, right. Mimoka mitzvah, lo svili ochi, right. No, like the Shagasari holds. He holds the Raivad that by tzitzis, it's only mutter b'shas mitzvah, not like big day kuna. Shekosav ha-Rambam, pegimu michus tzitzis. Noshav ha-Ruktarim, p'tur minat tzitzis minat Torah. Tumte ma-drogin is chayav misafik. A tumte ma-drogin is a suffik man, suffik woman, schay b'tzitzis. So the Raivad says, but no kilayim, the yil of a Raivad, basogs dafkim tzshem b'kilayim. But since it's a suffik, so you can't be doichadis of kalayim if you're a suffik, if you have the mitzvah. It's like we mentioned this list. I think we did this list, right? So yes, maishalin avoided the shari kalayim. Shemakom mitzvah. Kamakom mitzvah, shalom makom mitzvah, lo. Okay, so let's... So let's move. I don't want to go over some of the stuff we did last week.
You learned whether the when you climb it, it's mutter or duchi and all that. Did you learn that? Yes.
No. Well, that's our question. That's really the question. Duchim means it's only mutter. The Ravid Avi holds kolam b'tzitzis is only duchim. You can only do it when you're being fulfilling the mitzvah. Big day kun is hutra. That's it's another way of saying it, Chaim. But that's ultimately what we're discussing here. So let me see where because I'm Ravid. Okay. So he gives two approaches why they're out. Nearly. Pick up about a quarter, towards the end of the line, the nearly, about a dozen lines into this column, the nearly, the end of the line, the low kosher midi. He's going to say the distinction between Big Day Kun and Tzitzis. Two pshatim. The low kosher midi. You have it, Chaim? The Kfar Hetik Arasha, Midiratisis. Tachtamiduk is aligned with Big Day Kun, the Kamri, Pshonit, the Talmacheshas. This is what I mentioned last week outside. By Kloim, by Big Day Kun, you have this Svarlon in Talmacheshas. It's impossible. Because, so once it's impossible, you can't time it to take it off the second when you finish the avoid. It's impossible. Since this principle of but I'm sorry. It means that the sug, if you can put the Big Day Kunu under, have anah from it. See, the shayla is, and we discussed last week, Big Day Kunu mitnu lo nitlu. Yeah, so Big Day Kunu's kalanka, use it as a pillow. So you can't say lo nitlu malach yasharas. Then you can say, about banachas tachsvosh, you remember, chasura kandinvarav. So he's saying, the Ravid is, he's saying in the Ravid, that wearing it, but using it as a pillow, so it could be no. You can't, there's no head to.
That's a fact that you can't use.
No, so that's a shayla in the Gemara. If Big Day Kun and Nitnu,
no. Yeah, climb.
Oh, yeah, you can't have an off from climb. Yeah, that's a fact. Like, Kalayim, if it's soft, even though, yeah, that's a fact.
We don't have any OU on our mattresses and all that.
Yeah, right. Right, your woolen blanket. You should shut this desk on your woolen blanket.
When the spreader ever came, remember yet?
Yeah, I know. They want new mattresses.
You have to get new beds.
New bed, new mattress, new everything. The carpet had to roll up.
Yeah. Make sure there's no kalayim. Probably it's because of kalayim, that's why, maybe. How do time I'm gonna be tzitzis, vesura, the like let's me high time alum in Talmachet Shars. These my tzitzis, there's no tzitzis. Fila barach yu balayla. Fila barach yu balayla. Shem zman tzitzis. Nami asiri. So, even barach yu at night, it's asir. If you hold, there's no mitzvah tzitzis at night in the big yom. Mishum kelayim. Div shalav shita kodam alayla. No tzitzis. Take it off before it gets night. Dark. Vod yishlam. Now he's going to give another chiluk between tzitzis and kelayim. Da, the kodam tzitzis. Da, v'shem bo kelayim. Atum tzah drognis. Koy, only by a woman. He's going to be mechalik in the rive between a woman and talashul. Now the Shagasai is going to differentiate between a woman
wearing tzitzis
and a bachiyuv who's wearing tzitzis when he's not mechuyev. Shem safik isha. And Jesus Christ, Shem safik isha. Vef shalom. Avlusirat gabi ish. You could say the rive's holds. Avil shalom and mikvitz ha-shariklai. Could be the rive's in Maida. That us men, the mitzvah says this, so it's mutter, even shalav b'makam mitzvah, like Kelayim. Migu b'shav b'makam mitzvah. Mikom ha-koyim. For a woman, you don't say migu for a man. She may be a woman. See, a man is mutter b'makam mitzvah, so we extend it. We extend it shalav b'makam mitzvah, but not to a woman. Because he says, he brings the Gemara, he says, shalav shalav, meaning, the nashim am b'fnei atzmahen. It's a sugya Shabbos. He's not making this up. Women is like another nation. Nashim am. It sounds like men is from Mars and women from Venus, you know. Nashim am b'fnei atzmahein. V'lar migo migo mi min l'shen o'mir. Kovek yishuv b'meisha. L'gabe a ring with a chotem and without a chotem. Remember, there's a chiluk in Shabbos. If a ring has a seal, but doesn't have a seal. So the Gemara says, the tabas sheishalach choisem, a tabas with a seal on a signet ring, havi takshit lish, yishut smechagis chatas. Aye, that a royim, yoitzim sagma mavad amal kaladam. See, royim used to wear sackcloth. So since royim wear it, we can all wear sackcloth. So why don't you say, since men use a signet ring, women can also use a signet ring? I'm with the answer. The Gemara makes a chiluk between shepherds and other men, because it's the same nation. And between men and women. You can't say, well, as men wear it, so it's a tachshish for women. It's women, ambithne atzma. So he uses that svara, the rishon derlika. He doesn't like this. He likes his first chiluk, but he makes this other chiluk with the raivad. Now let's jump to page Tzadi Beis. That's the pamphlet page. First of the pamphlets. So look, we'll skip, you know, a lot of this pilpul. I want to get to some very geschmacka raid, you know, interesting raid. Look at this, mikomakom, the page Sadi Beis, that's the stapled sheets, mikomakom. It's also shagasai. It's all shagasai. It's the same, just a different, there's a better print. I did it from a better print today. Mikomakom, two-thirds of the way down the first column, on page Sadi Beis. Yeah, mikomakom. Kavai mispar, daraivet zal cholak al svarizu. The Ravid argues on this Rabbeinu Tam, and he holds the Sileg Lohuta Kolam Bitzitzis, B'makom Mitzvah, which is the way the Shagasai is going to paskin. The Lohuta Kolam Bitzitzis of B'makom Mitzvah. Dafka. The Chenu Dasa Rambam, he says the Rambam supports that. Shkot Pagim Chasitzis, Ksus Shel Pishton, and Matilim Bat Cheles. Ksus Shel Pishton, it's the Rabbana. Remember, we studied it last week, you did it in the Daf. Sushel Pishtan Ematilum Bat Chelis. Gzeira Midivraim. And Midaraisa, you do. Midaraisa flax garment, you put on Chelis. It's fine. But not today. It's a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? Gzeira Midivraim. Shirs Kasiba Balaila. Now, if you hold Kalayim is Mutter at night when it's no mitzvah, what's the Gzeira? What's the Gzeira? You're afraid you wear it at night. Shenis Man Chiv Tzitzis. Because the night is not Zman Chiv Tzitzis. Mitzvah over Allah to say, V'shein Shom Mitzvah say, She Chovas at Tzitzis Bayon V'lo V'layla. Harim L'dide. So you see, clearly in Rambam, this Gzeira, there's another Pshat in Gemara, you're wondering, how do the other Rishon learn that Gemara? See, it seems to be an open Gemara, that Mem in Menachas, that the Gemara says, Gzeira Mishum Ksiz Layla. We don't allow you to wear Tzitzis, so Rambam learns, because it's a gzeira, you may wear it at night. And at night there's no mitzvah. So you see the Rambam holds like the Ravad, where there's no mitzvah, you can't wear kalayim betzitzis. What's the gzeira? Right? I really did say, Zal, filuk sus yom, and skambol alaylu patum betzitzis, vimual shall climb over Allah. Now he's going to bring the sugi in Yavam, Mr. Rabbi Sai. He's going to bring a big raya, the Das Rabbeinu Tam. It says, Bezdin can't uproot the Torah law actively. Now, you know, Bezdin can't uproot, Rabbana can't uproot the Torah law actively. Here they did it. They uprooted the mitzvah of Sadim B'tzitzis to Minat Torah Shari. Minat Torah it's mutter to put on Tchelas on Tzitzis. The Gozru Rabbanon Pshum Ksus Laila Upatroso Minat Tzitzis. So why is, what's going on here? I thought the rabbis can't uproot a Torah law.
What did they do?
They said, the rabbis Midaraisa Makriyev to put Tzitzis on the Talis. And the rabbi said, don't put on Tzitzis. So uprooting a Torah law. Oh, that's the Gemara's terrors. That's what the Gemara answers. Oh, Mishani, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I already said active. That's the Gemara's answer. See, the Gemara, and this is the mark of the Gemara Yavams. Oh, Mishani, Sheva Tasasha. The Gemara answers that. So that Taisa is a major problem. Is Kilayim Sheva Taisa? What's the difference between Kilayim and Tzitzis? Look at Taisa. Kosvat Taisa. Quotes the Taisa there in Yavams. Vim Taimar. Sadim B'Tzitzis. Heichem Shavu'al Taisa. Why is it Shavu'al Taisa? The Michsei B'Talis. when you cover yourself with tvas v'schiyuva, this is how you're over biyadayim. You're over biyadayim. When you put on the talus, you're over biyadayim. Says, why is it passive? Taisha says, why is tzitzis passive? When you're putting on, you're actively putting on the beged, which doesn't have tzitzis. So it's not passive. That's Taisha's kash. And Yevamos, how are you over biyadayim? What do you mean it's passive? When you put on the beged, it's active. V'yeshlam. When you put on this flax garment, and there's no tzitzis on it, you're actively being mevatel the mitzvah. V'yeshlam. D'b'shas itzav akati l'b'chaim. The Shagasai is going to argue with this, but Tosfos says that there's no chiyuv b'shas itzav. When you put it on, there's no chiyuv. There's only a chiyuv after you put it on. The chiyuv starts after you put it on. That's Taisus Chiddush. Taisus says, "V'shas itov hakati l'mechayvat achash net atef teksus chamashma shtemchus abakvah." You're ready wearing it. There's no mitzvah till you're wearing it.
Okay, so you're wearing it. So let the mitzvah
come. But then it's passive.
Then it's passive. See, if the mitzvah would be, but while you're putting it on, it would be active. So the Shagai says it's like 1 second. Changes it 1 second more. The mitzvah is only after you put it on. Tchumash to mechus v'kvar. Asim v'drash achrin, k'dam ed nachas. Sh'nesad mechayv shev al tas. Now Tosfos challenges that from Kelayim. Uh-oh.
The bracha we made before.
Good, he's going to bring that. Yes. Yes. Good point. The Shagasai is going to make that point. It's the bracha is l'sa'atek v'tzitzis. It's mashmad v'shas itof. The Shagasai is going to ask that. Excellent point. Now look what Tosfos does though. Tosfos gets more lomdish and nivamos. Vim taimar, bottom line, pek misha mesa, mashru lovish kilayin. If we're wearing kilayin, veinam poshtan, lo chosh shev al tasa. Kilayim is not called shev al tasa if you don't take off kilayim, el amud vasei. Leaving kilayim on is kum vasei. The Gemara Brachas, remember the Gemara Brachas says, covered abrius. Covered abrius by Kilayim, you don't say covered abrius. Shev al tasa, covered abrius is doich even a darais. But not active. And the Gemara says, you poshta bashuk. No, covered abrius. You got to get undressed in the street if you're wearing Kilayim. Because it's active. So Tosfos wants to know, why is Kilayim called active and since it's not? Now you're probably wondering, why is Kilayim active? I'm not doing anything now, but since you put it on, so it's considered active as you're wearing it, because you put it on. So Taisha said, No. It is, but that's not the point.
Is it?
Well, it's sort of. No, you're right, it says Levisha, it says Halon, Levisha, but that's not the point. The point is Taisha is asking, Kilayim is considered active. Tzitzis is considered passive. Why? So look what he answers. Tosfos, and then we'll see the Shagasai later. I printed later the Shagasai's answer.
I'm
trying
to say that the client doesn't have to be active.
No, but if it
would. No. So you're using it.
Shev al tas, it's covered up. We're making him take off his clothes in the street because he finds out he's wearing Kalayim. Suit is Kalayim, not his suit. In those days, that's all he was wearing. It was his clothing. Mm-hmm. His clothing is Kalayim. You got it. Poached out feel of a shock. The teretz is, why? Because it's active. Why is it active? Because you put it on. But why is it like tzitzis? We don't say tzitzis is called active. So Tosfos makes a second of a difference. Tosfos omri. The shani klein de ikar isa b'shas levisha shadlovash be'isa. Ah, so that's the chiluk. Kilayim, the isa is putting it on. Shani klein de ikar isa b'shas levisha. It's not like tzitzis that the chiluk comes after you put it on. By kilayim, the says ish levishim shalavish be'isa. Aval kan lo mischayva ba'achshis avdivish. So yeah, it's amazing lamdish tais in Yevamos. Tais's shita is, Shagasai is going to argue, and Tosfos' shita is that the reason why kilayim is called active is because the issa starts when you put it on. Tzitzis, the chiv starts only after it's on you. Amazing. Second difference. That's his chiluk. The Shagas Ari, Agoyin HaGadol, is going to bring a riot to Rabbeinu Tam from this Tosfos. If you're going to learn, Rabbeinu Tam says tzitzis is muti v'shalom b'shas mitzvah. If tzitzis is only mutter b'shas mitzvah, how is tzitzis mutter by kelayim? You're over the isa kelayim before you do the mitzvah of tzitzis. Frek the shagasai v'ashta. Ika lemein da'ak. Have a kasha on this dice. Right. Give him the isa kelayim chabishas atifa. The isa kelayim is while you're putting it on. When the moment you put it on. Umitzay the tzitzis. Umitzay the tzitzis doesn't start till a second later. Ocholav adlobos shnes atif. Frek the shagasai. Say doichalois is a. The gemara yivamis and avdal. Is learning essay doichalois from tzitzis. Im kein hodam bekamer mekams bigmara wenn der kam in der beitsa in dem ich sagte kisse da bloß ich sag die antes hey kam in das ist la rosei klein mit sets der beitna the gemara says essay da khalas is like a line but sits is it's beitna beitna means the same moment you over the love you became the mitzvah to be ak love come I must say ha the love is before the mitzvah going to taste it's a second before wa adraba kan like who the hepich to be shas atifa when you're putting it on the moment you're putting it on me ak love there's no mitzvah tzitzis yet the mitzvah tzitzis is only after you're wearing it the mitzvah starts after you're wearing it klai ma kati lo mekai ma say the tzitzis to let's mitzvah la achar itus va my shari so what's his going to shitar tzai. So what's his answer? Kota Benu Tam, it's good. Yeah. Because it's mutter, since it'll be mutter afterwards, so it's mutter before. So that's Raya. Zat Shagasai, Lachayva, Ludivere Benu Tam, Dama Hoyle, Vishari Bimaka Mitzvah, Shari Nasha Bimak Mitzvah, Nimsa. Kota Benu Tam said, good. So it's Nimsa Shari Bimaka Mitzvah, Shari Namishalo Bimaka Mitzvah. So it comes out, since it's Essay Dachos, say after you're wearing it, so it's Dachos while you're wearing it also, because the extension. That's the Shagasari, it's going to Shirai from Taisus. So I would say, yeah, Taisus in Yavamis is going like Rabbi Dotan, excellent. The Gami Shoy, Vafi Shalom Amik Mitzvah. El Teiru B'mokom Mitzvah, Goyring, not the Shalom B'mokom Mitzvah. In other words, you're allowed to put it on when it's already on, you have the Heter, B'mokom Mitzvah. And since there's a het to be makom mitzvah, that second before there's a mitzvah, it's mutter like Rabbeinu Tam. The kalayim is mutter, even shalom b'shas mitzvah. That's a shocker. The shorach manasati b'traim mitzvahs. Va'afra b'shas itav or b'lav. Even though it's b'shas itav b'lav, they don't make a say. Mishum, da'afilo shalom b'makom mitzvah na'mishari. So you hear Rabbi say, the goyim is shagasari. He's saying like Taisis, and Yavamis, it's mukhach like Rabbeinu Tam. Shemhal makom mitzvah shari. Vaha, the shorachman makom mitzvah. Hadran makom, the mi'akalav, lokom ayam ma'asei. Hadish shorachmano, the makom mitzvah. Had makom the mi'akalav, kamakai ma'asei. O mishkach slo, give me a case. Mishkach slo. See, you have to have a case. We want to have this is an extension. Putting on kilayim with tzitzis on is an extension to what case? We want a case where it will be bin. See, we want a case, it'll be bidna. Since it's mutter, when it's bidna, it's mutter even when you're not doing the mitzvah. So he says, what's the case? I'll give you a case. I'm wearing a sadin garment. I'm wearing the garment. Flax garment. I'm wearing it already. When I have tzitzis. So you mechuyav to put tzitzis on it. So I put on tzitzis. There is bidna. If you're already wearing it. If you're already wearing it. Can I echad shvam uta besadin? So I put on a satin garment. Well, you shouldn't have. Well, I might shouldn't have.
Takes a long time to put on tzitzis.
Yeah, but as soon as you put it on your mechuyev, so I started putting on the tzitzis. Then it's bidna. Shaduch tel shakalayim. Habidna v'yakalav the klayim. Vizim akav nami. I say the tzitzis. Yach shver. I'll make mutafel. If he's already wearing it, then it's bidna. So it's mutter even to put it on as the extension. You see, what wants a case.
We found the situation.
Right. When you're ready wearing it, it'll be bidna. So the Torah is matter, it's bidna. Since it's mutter, it's bidna. So it's even mutter when it's not mekayim. Came to Mishkach, they say, it's the bidna, the miyakov, the mekayim, let's say. Right, let's say, the kalayim. There's a goyim. This causes, since when you're ready wearing the garment, so you can put on tzitzis of tcheles, it's bidna. So then you can put on the garment, even though it's shalom bidna then, because once it's mutter bidna, it's mutter even shalom bidna. Kalayim betzis legami of shalom bidna mitzvah klal. Of course, you had the mutter aside the kalayim betzis mitzvah afapid the in the beakalav say the lo garmi shalom bidna mitzvah legami. But ilo avim mishkachsla. See, I need a case. Shagasai says, I can only say this because I have the case, the klein, being I love Mikhaim, I say, have the Issa klein, the Tzitzel, the Gamrei, the Mokum Mitzvah, Shalom, the Mokum Mitzvah. What is he saying? Avalilo, have Mishkachas, the klein. If we wouldn't have such a case, Hadrin, the Miyaka, love Mikhaim, I say. If I wouldn't be able to figure out such a case, he figured out a case. We already reading the Begad. Have the Issa klein, the Tzitzel, the Gamrei, the Mokum Mitzvah, called Shkain, Shalom, the Mokum Mitzvah. Kim Lakumar whole of Makam Mitzah Shari. Shaban Mukhaim Bitsis don't ask if Dokhilasi Tam Dvidmakalav who. That's he's saying the Gemara says it's Vidna because it has to be such a case. If it wouldn't be a case of Vidna, so the Gemara says, like Kalaim Bitsis when it's Vidna. That means originally the Torah said Esi Dokhilas, say when it's Vidna. Once they were matter when it's Vidna, we extended. Became Dorilahati Bidna. See, he's once explained the Gemara. The Gemara says Kalai Mitzisis is Bidna. I the Shagasai proof from Taisis, it's Shalom Bidna. It's because you're over Kalayim before you're over the Taisis. The Gemara means in this situation where you're wearing the beggar already. About Das, a Rambam, Frank the Shagasai,
right?
Yeah, no, nothing about this. I'm going to go to the steroids. In Lamed Beis, I printed it in here, the steroids. Avol, Das HaRamba, Arayv. The Kloim B'tzitzis L'Shol B'mokam Mitzvah. Hei Hishol L'tatim Kloim B'tzitzis Habibin V'yakalav Lok M'chaim HaSei. The Koshu came Tvei Hei Chikom HaShas. And the Gemara said, two Kashas. First was Lo Bidna, and the Gemara says it's Bidna. Because I'm M'chaim HaSei, Father Lesser Koshu. So I'll show you the teretz. Very beautiful shot of the Shagasari. It's in Lamed Beis. It's in the second sheet on the other side. The second sheet has two sides. It's the last side. It's the bottom of the first column, page Sadites. This is many, many pages later, six pages later, where the Shagasari answers this question. And he's going to explain. I'll tell you what he's going to say. He's going to explain. The problem is, Taisis, according to the Rambam, in Raivad, Kalayim B'tzitzis is only Deichel when you're doing the mitzvah, so how you let him put on the tzitzis, which are Kalayim, you're over the love. So he's going to say in the Nitvi Taisis, not the same time. He's going to learn the mitzvah of tzitzis and Kalayim are simultaneously. So why is one called Sheva Das? He's going to give a different answer. The Shagasai is going to give a different shot. Why tzitzis is called passive and Kalayim is called active, even though they're both at the same time. See, Taisvis' solution to this problem, the steer from the Gemara Brachas by Kalayim and tzitzis, was to say tzitzis is later than Kalayim. Kalayim, you're over when you put it on. Tzitzis, you're on the Mechuyiv after you put it on. It's like the Shagasai name. I'll tell you a better pshat. Look at the Shagasai's pshat. Beautiful Shagasai. Who? What appears to me bazehu. The sadim b'tzitzis, a text I got during the shiur was like one apologized but he couldn't make it. One of the younger light apologized to me why you couldn't make it tonight. That's the text I got during the shiur. Who the sadim b'tzitzis? Choshev altas. Why? So he's going to say that they're both at the same time. It's not pshatin the way Tosfos learns. He's going to differentiate between klibitzis and tzitzis, not because one is first and one is second. They're both at the same time. They're both chiyuv to put, when you put it on, the chiyuv starts right away. Not after you put it on. When you put it on, there's a chiyuv tzitzis. So why is one called Sheva Asat and one called Kumbase? Mashnui Bazeh. Who? Hadim tzatzis chosh Sheva al taish. Mishum den alavisha asur misad atzma. The Torah didn't say aser to put on a beged without tzitzis. Avo machs chisorn maiseh shal mitzvah tzitzis from Rachman Olay. You're not doing something. Not putting on tzitzis is not doing something. That's called sheva atasha. God said, put them on, you're not doing it. By Kalayim, you're actively doing what God said not to do. This is his chiluk, not like Taisus. It's not because it's a different time. One Isser is an active. The Torah said, don't put on klayim. You're putting on what God said to do, not to do. By tzitzis, God said, put on tzitzis, and you didn't put on tzitzis. It's not because with an action, you didn't put on tzitzis. You're doing an action, but your Aveira is not doing what God said to do. That's called Sheva Altais. lamdish geshmak of pshat, arguing with places. A mashanili bazeh, who is sadim betzitzis chashushev al taisa mishum de'ein al visha asur mitzar atzma. So it's a lamdish. You have a chiyuv, you have a mitzvah. So what's your avera? Not doing what God said to do. God said, when you put it on, you should have tzitzis. You didn't do what God said to do, that shev al tasa. Doesn't matter you did a maisa, but your avera is shev al tasa. This is an old chakira. This is, you know, when the avera is shev tasa, but you did it with a maisa. So Shagazari says,
how about if you put on that beg at night, when there's no chiyuv of tzitzis?
Right.
So God says you have to put on tzitzis on the davening canvas.
But not at night. Right.
So at night there wouldn't be no problem.
Well, right. You can wear beggar's shirt, you don't have to put on tzitzis, right? A machsor meisah shemitzah tzitzis rachlei v'lo dami lisekalaya. See, the Shagasai, beautiful lamedus rabbi is saying a chiluk between what the avera is, v'lo dami lisekalaya al vishem mitzar asma asura. God said, don't put on that beggar. Don't wear kelayim. And you went actively against God's command. Here God said, put on tzitzis. You didn't put on tzitzis. So that's shev al tasha, because you didn't listen to what Hashem said to do something and you didn't do it. It doesn't matter that you're over with an action that you put on the beggar. But that veira is not putting on the beggar. God didn't say, don't put on the beggar of Dalkan without tzitzis. God said, put on the tzitzis. And you didn't put on what you're supposed to put on. That's why it's called shev al tasha. Not because it's at different times. Yechaim is great debate. Hilkach. In Aloyvich Begin Baschiu below tzitzis, Hashukos and Maisabi and Dayan. Shein Ose Issa Bavishazu. You're not doing an Issa with this Bavisha, El Shechitz and Mitzvah Shevatas. And he brings a riot from the Rambam. Lachim Mashmali, Midivar Rambam. Shekosa Bepek Alf Michas Chagiga. He brings a riot from Chagiga. Hari'i amur batayim. You know, it's a mitzvah on Yontif to go to the Beis Mikdash Azara. Hari'i amur batayim. Shnei panim bazara. You see, face. Nir panim bazara. Riyas panim bazara. Yontif Rishon Shechag. V'yavim akabar oyla. Ah, famous Rambam. And you got to bring lo yirif and I reikam. V'yavim akabar oyla. Bein min ha'oif. Bein min ha'beima. You have to bring an oyla. O'mishabba bazara b'yom echad. V'lo heidi oyla. Not only you didn't do the mitzaseh, now the Rambam says, do you get malchus for this lo saseh? You did it actively, right? This lo saseh, you came empty handed. Is this shev al tasa kum vaseh? This lav. So he says, ain aloika lav zeh. You don't get malchus in this lav. She lo osa maisa. You didn't do a maisa. Yes, you did. What do you mean you didn't do a maisa? You came into the Azara. Low.
You didn't bring a carbon.
Yeah. V'is hakadaita.
So not bringing a carbon is not a maisa.
That's what he's proving. He's proving that point. In other words, Rambam says, it's not called a maisa. What do you mean? This is even more shver. Because the Torah said, lo yufan and I will come. This is a bigger chiddush than tzitzis. See, by tzitzis, God said, vasul am tzitzis. Here the Torah said, "V'lo yufanai rekam."
He came.
The Torah said, "V'lo yufanai rekam." Yet, see, this is a bigger chutzpah. This is even more lamdish. Yeah, this is a bigger chiddush. This is even a bigger chiddush. V'is hakadai lechadom rachmana shetas zos asay zos. When you do this. What does lo yufanai rekam mean? When you come to the Azara, make sure you bring a karba. That's called Sheva Zasigo Shatolovich Tazmas Abakams Asay Tzitzis. Im Avalo Sabat Sitzatar, Asasamaisa, Gon Kim Sijatari, in Aspakum Vasay, Beisov Asa, Isamaisa, Lakiva Mitzvah, Sarai de Maisazu. Now Mitzvah Sitzis Chashim Sheva Taisa, like we just said. Even though you're putting on the beggar, you're doing an action, but you're not doing what God wants you to do. Okay, now he's going back to Taisis. According to Taisus, it's not Shev al Tasa because of this. Taisus says it's called Shev al Tasa because the Chiyuv only comes after you put it on. See, according to Taisus, the Rambam is just showing that according to Taisus, the Rambam wouldn't make sense. Because according to Tosis, tzitzis is only called sheva atasa because the chiyuv only starts after you put it on. Yeah. He's just showing the Rambam. It's obvious that the Rambam who calls Lo Yufanei Kam passive. He calls, it doesn't start later. Lo Yufanei Kam doesn't mean after you go to the Azor Yemuhuyev. Lo Yufanei Kam, it starts right away. But the Torah is demanding you to do something and you didn't do it. That's why it's called Sheva. So he's Sa'al Dechokai Gamein Maiserishna Goyim Lechitziv Shal Torah Yatev. You caused, you went into the Azar. That caused you to have a Chiyuv. Lo Yufanei Kam, that's called Sheva Al Tais. Because you didn't do what the Torah told you to do. Elchisan at Sivoi, Shaltar Yavera, Shizmitz Shaltar, Klavle Kumvasel, Shevatasa, Chenok of Anagabi Sanfis. That's the Shagas's God. Okay, but one Mustafa here, one more paragraph, do you mind one more paragraph on this point? I'm not going to go to anything else.
Say, ain't liking enough, but initially we did.
You're over the law, but it's Sheva Al Tasa. You're over the law, but you don't get malchus. You're over the law, but it's passive. Why is it passive? Why is it called passive? You walked in there, and it doesn't matter. The law is that God, you didn't do what God asked you to do when you come. Like by tzitzis. God asked you to put on tzitzis. You didn't do what God said to do. That's called passive. Mashen Kilayim. God said, don't wear that beggar of Kilayim. That's active. But they're both at the same time. The Tedelach. So one more, just we'll finish with this. Tedelach. Okay, Chaim? One more paragraph? You had enough. Too much of a good time, Chaim. Too feel fun. Which, this? Yeah, really? You spoke about this Shagas, but now you understand it better. Yeah, but you understand it better. Bidna, why is it? You mentioned this Tosfos.
This is
even. Yeah, great.
55 years ago.
Oh.
56
years ago. Yeah. So you know about the Shagasai. But now you have a better clear cut, I hope. You understand it, but you knew it pretty good when you. The question is, did you know the Machlokes, the Shagasai, and Tosfos, why Kalaim? That you didn't go into. Why Kalaim is called active and since it's called passive. That was not in his darshan. See, that's what we're doing tonight mostly. And it's the same sugya, right? Focusing on this point. Teidelach. Shagai says, I'll prove it to you. Tadam mitzvah tzitzis im lovish talis bli tzitzis en belvisha shum isa. See, there's no isa. You put it on. It's what you didn't do. The levisha is not an isa. He's going to say, I'm going to prove to you my point. That the levisha is not what's asr. But the Isser is not doing what God said to do. Let's see, you don't have tzitzis. Let's say I don't have tzitzis. Can I put on the baguette? We spoke about this, I think I mentioned it to you last week. I always mention this famous Rabbi Kivega, brings a Mordechai. Let's say I don't have tzitzis. Can I put on a baguette of Dalit Kamfus? Yeah. If the levish is usher, so you can't put, if I don't have tzitzis, can I put on the beged? Yeah, put on the beged. I didn't do what God asked me. I'm an oinus. Came into Einlo, usher bosh tas bas chiyuva. So if you're going to say the maisa is an issa putting it on, so if you don't have tzitzis, you're not allowed to put it on. It's not the act of putting it on that's usher. It's not doing what God asked you to do. If I don't have, is that slumber? If I don't have, less slumber. So you know what his raya is, Rabbi Son? Listen to his raya. You put on tzitzis this morning. You didn't wear tcheles. How are you allowed to put on tzitzis? This is going to be his raya. Amazing raya. You were mevatla say this morning by putting on your tzitzis. If you're going to learn, not like the Shagas Hari. Or like Tosis.
Why? Because of
the Tehillah? Yeah, you have a mitzvah say to put on Tehillah. But I don't have Tehillah, God. We think we don't have Tehillah. So who allowed you to put on the baguette? So I say, God says a mitzvah, so don't put on the baguette. There's no issa putting on the baguette. If there would be an issa before a baguette, we wouldn't be allowed to wear tzitzis. Yishmak. What's our head to put on a baguette without tchelus? So, oh, we don't have tchelus. So don't put on the baguette. If the says in Menachos, atchelus ain't a ma'akev v'salava. And so we say, Rebbe, it's in the Mishnah, atchelus ain't a ma'akev v'salava. So we put on, but he's bringing a raya, there's no issa to put on the baguette. If there'd be an issa to put on the baguette, then I tell you, don't wear tzitzis. If you have an issa, tzitzis is no issa. Ah, you're not doing what God asked you to do. Well, God, I don't have any. He's proving that the issa, the mitzvah of tzitzis, is not that there's an issa to put on the baguette. The mitzvah didn't create an issa. The mitzvah is, do what I want you. Say, God, I can't. I have no tchelus. Then you say, I'm an oinus. If there would be an issa to put on the baguette, that's his raya.
How do we know it has to be that tchelus that existed then?
And he says, look, he says, your vart, this is your vart. We'll end the shiur with your vart. Look, this is, so he brings this raya. He brings raya, he says, you want to see it inside. Tchelus in Makkos Halavan. Avami Iyam, stemba vishomisa. Not that this is, it will have shalas lumba. So this is the nafkamina, but it's an issa to put on the baguette, or just, you're not doing what God wants you to do. That's why we can wear tzitzis today. Netanya said, "Ain't no tchelus matalava," like we do every day. Nami hashta. Shagasai, you didn't have tchelus, but you're going to love him lechud. But if you're going to say that it's an issa to put it on, so you're off an issa. V'isaka dai choleshovish beged b'achiyuva. B'zui mitzvaso. V'rachmar alei avid isura. You're doing an issa b'mesha oimig v'lom v'lubashbo. That you're wearing it. If you're in heichishen l'tchias, hechmat alov v'lom v'shtarza. What's your right to wear it? Hakavid isura b'vishaso. You're an issa when you put it on. V'avallot mitzvasei t'chelis. Now don't answer. You know he says don't answer? Well, this mitzvah of Lavan will push off the issa of tchelus. I have a mitzvah on Lavan. You have a mitzvah to put on tchelus. How do you know the mitzvah to put on Lavan will push off the mitzvah to put on tchelus? No. So look, then he says like this. The kivan, the last eight lines, seven, eight lines, by the dot. The kivan shetiratzli kushis at tais differently than taisis. Why kilayim is active and tzitzis is passive. See it? You hit a home run. You say l'tzate batzitzis. The mitzvah is not after you put it on. Or else you wouldn't say l'tzate batzitzis. You can write the bracha talis overlays yas. See, Shagasai is talking about when you make the bracha. You should make the bracha before you put it on. Because, see, if the mitzvah is only after you put it on, so put it on and then make the bracha. He says, no. Look, he wrote the bracha, tas over las yasim. Shekh said, tas be like we do. We all do talis, we make the bracha, and then we put it on. He wrote the bracha, tas over las yasim. Shekh said, tas be yadar. Tzad b'adab shas itof. Tain za over las yasim. Cholov mitzvah sitzis. Now, okay. That's it. You know, enough.
I wanted to bring out another point before.
Yeah.
That with the tchelus, you know, we know that it only could be that tchelus that they had in those days.
Oh, tchelus means any blue dye.
Yeah, any blue.
Yeah.
If it's the same blue that reminds them of Shabbat.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Nice tchelus because someone, there are sheets, I think the Rambam may hold that way, the Diyukim and Rambam. Some say like you, yes. But the accepted thing is it's chelazim. It's only the chelazim. You can't. Can't be a fake sky. You're right. It says, well, first of all, I don't know if we know the color, exact color of the chilazin dye, you know. But the assumption is.
In Israel, they have the whole system there. They have.
But we don't know what chilazin is. They think they know.
They have it.
Nah, it's not a snail, it's a fish.
I was there. They gave a whole.
Yeah, they have a shear. They have it.
I asked them a kasha, and he didn't have an answer for me. If the chilazin, what they say, it's like an oyster.
Right.
It's true. How would they?
Lech Shemayim.
What?
Lohitun Lech Shemayim al-Dover Mutter B'Fiv. The oyster they use is treif.
What?
They use a treif.
Yes, it's made from an oyster type.
That's what I'm looking
at. No,
by the Mishkan, the Aris and the Mishkan also.
What?
Or being mitzvah mashi tamayim to mitzvah. No, I'm sorry. Not only by
tefillin. No. Say the Torah.
Even the Mishkan. The Tachash.
Was a kosher made.
Right. Why? Because Elohut lamech shemayim obey the Torah.
This is a die.
But it's made from a tefillin animal.
It's a die.
So you're saying that it was a kosher fish.
It has a dye, like bile, you know, something like that.
It's an excretion.
It's nothing.
It's just liquid that comes out.
It's the blood.
It's not blood. It's a dye.
It's like a squid.
It might
cause a blood.
Okay.
One Shabbos, I think, cause a blood.
Because they call all liquids that are inside of blood.
So you're tiny with it's
I'm not
made
it. I'm making it up.
You better tell the facts, the factory, something they can open up again.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.